In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is among us. Saint Mother Teresa, the great 20th century servant of the destitute, particularly in Calcutta, recounted in her own life a young couple who had come to her house of charity, and they asked to see her. They gave Mother Teresa a large amount of money, and she asked them, where did they get so much money? They answered, we got married 2 days ago, and before we got married, we had decided not to celebrate the wedding, not to buy wedding clothes, not to have a reception or a honeymoon. We wanted to give you the money we saved. Mother Teresa knew what kind of decision this was for a Hindu family. And that's why she asked this question to them. But how did you think of such a thing? They answered, quote, we love each other so much that we wanted to share the joy of our love with those you serve. End of quote. And Mother Teresa concluded, to share, what a beautiful thing. We all need to learn how to give. What a far cry from the man described in today's parable. With his excess, note how the Lord carefully phrased the parable, with his excess, to himself and by himself, without any consideration toward God or his neighbor. The rich man spoke to himself, in other words, was thinking only to himself and decided, I will build bigger barns in order to store my surplus grain. St. Vincent de Paul used to preach to his congregation, quote, never forget, my children, that the poor are our masters. That is why we should love them and serve them with the greatest respect and do what they bid us. End of quote. But those of us who are blessed with more took to heart the words of Mother Teresa and her example, took to heart the life of St. Vincent de Paul and his words, would there be any poverty in the world? At every level, not just physical poverty, but emotional poverty, spiritual poverty. If we but lived the words of Holy Teresa of Calcutta and St. Vincent de Paul, how many of us who have been blessed with wealth would not be anxious over our money, our possessions, and our material goods? With the excess, the rich man in today's parable did not seek to glorify or bless God, who is the source of all goodness. Let me just repeat that. When that rich man was given a little extra, in fact, this time he was given a lot extra, but when he was given that extra, his immediate response was not to glorify and bless God for the gift. Instead, he turned in on himself and he hoarded the extra he was given, the surplus. When we're given the extra, do we immediately turn to God and say, and glorify him and bless him and say, how can I give this back? Or do we, like the rich man, say, oh, I got a little extra, I'm going to take it to myself. and hoard it. How many movies, especially at this time of the year, reflect on the ills, the dangers, the sickness that wealth and consumption can cause? We'll see many times on our TVs, in the movies, A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens, the short story A Christmas Carol. And the character Scrooge, he was an unpleasant, crotchety old man, truly sick in his heart. For what reason? He was hoarding his wealth. There is a great danger with material wealth and prosperity, and we Americans know it too well. The more one has does not create generous hearts. It tends to create a desire to want more. We call it the sin of avarice. Rarely is the hunger for material goods ever satisfied. Oftentimes, when we have money, we want more of it. When we have land, we want more of it. When we have things, we want more things. I mean, our economy's running on spend, spend, spend. If I have one dress, can I get another one? If I have one pair of shoes, can I get another one? If I have one painting, can I get two or three paintings? And we go on. The ability to have things creates this insatiable hunger for more things. If I have money, how can I get more money and put more money in my bank account? When in fact, for the Christian, following the life of Christ and looking to the lives of our saints, the opposite should be true. The more one has, the more generous he or she ought to be. St. Basil taught these words back in the 4th century. Quote, "You are a keeper of your fellow human beings. Do not think that all this was given to you for yourself only. For all this, you will be asked directly. Do you think that this is unfair with so much given to you and how little you give to others? The extra food you keep belongs to the person who's hungry. The clothes you have filling your closet, should they not be for the naked? The money you receive and you hide away, is it not for the one who is in need? So much inequality and so many people in need who could be helped." End of quote. Why are there destitute and needy people in the world? So you and I can learn how to be selfless. Mother Teresa recounted this other event in her own life while serving those destitute people in Calcutta. "One night, a man came to our house and told me, 'There is a family with 8 children. They have not eaten for days.' I took some food and I went. When I finally came to the family, I saw the faces of those little children disfigured by hunger. There was neither sorrow nor sadness in their faces, just the deep pain of hunger. I gave to the mother the rice. She immediately took it, divided it into 2 parts, then departed, carrying the other half of rice with her. A little later, she returned back, and so I asked her, 'Where did you go?' She answered, to my neighbors. They too are hungry. I was not surprised, said Mother Teresa, that she gave, because poor people are generous people. I was surprised, however, that she knew they were hungry. As a rule, when we are suffering, too often we are focused on ourselves and have no time for others. Christ is among us.